All right, questions, guys.
What's it been like working, getting a chance to spend a little time with Tom Brady?
It was cool for him to reach back out to me after I extended a text message to him. It was extremely cool. Kind of really funny conversation at first. Worked our way into a little more serious conversation, but it was really nice. I'm very thankful for him to be able to extend a hand out to me in the situation that I'm in.
Any comment on your measurements subject here today?
Oh, no, sir. I play with a lot of heart, play with a lot of passion. I feel like I play like I'm 10 feet tall. So a measurement to me is just a number. Yeah, I think you look just on the field stuff from freshman year until what I was this year. I tried to really hone in on some things this year, get better in the pocket, and continue to develop as a passer off the field, obviously. Some scrutiny off the field, but continuing to learn from my mistakes and continuing to grow up. I have an opportunity now moving into a professional phase, that this is life now. This is a job for me. I'm taking it very seriously and I'm really excited about the future. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to shoring up all the people that are saying that I'm just an improviser. Feel like I worked extremely hard this year to all around hone in on my game. So continuing to do that, working out in San Diego, continuing to do that and get better as a pocket passer and as a quarterback in general.
So what do you think stuck out?
The big thing, just enjoy the process. Kind of gave me a little joke. If I teach him how to run like I can, he'll do anything in the world for me. So it's pretty funny hearing it from him. Johnny Manziel is a guy that, I'm from a small town of Kerrville, Texas, 20,000 people, get lost in kind of the people that make me out to be a big Hollywood guy, really. Just still a small town kid. Sometimes you get caught up in certain things, but at the same time, continuing to learn and continuing to adapt to everything that's going on in my life. So I'm not saying it's always easy, but continuing to be who I've always been is a big thing for me. Excuse me?
What would the significance of being the first
quarterback chosen mean to you? That would be awesome. I mean, we've put in a ton of hard work. Really huge testament to our coaches and teammates all the way from when I first started playing this game. It's been a long process, not just a short road to get here. So now just honing in on some things and at the same time enjoying the process. And whatever happens is really meant to be. It's out of my control. Just coming here, be honest with these teams, get a chance to sit down and know some of these guys and really get to see a side of me. I think it is what it is. I'm able to handle it and able to really adapt to it. It's not something that gets me all that much. Trying to now being in San Diego, tried to really home in and focus on the things and focus on what I need to be doing to get ready for the combine, get ready for pro day, and then really from there moving on into being a professional and trying to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I think it would be extremely cool. I mean, I'm a Texas guy, born and raised in Texas. I've never really left the state, for them to have the first pick means a lot to me. Yeah, any circumstances, any situation that's thrown my way, it's part of being a quarterback. You have to handle what's thrown your way, whether it's cold weather, rain. And you've looked at some of these games in this year. I mean, Jacksonville, whoever these warm teams are, Arizona, these teams still play in the cold. So it's football. I think it's a man's game, and it's played in the snow. It's played in the wet weather. It's played in tough environments. I think probably one of the most competitive people on the face of this earth. I mean, whether it's sitting here playing tic-tac-toe or rock, paper, scissors or whatever it may be, I want to win. It's something that really dating back all the way to being a kid, I don't like the taste of losing. Leaves a really sour taste in my mouth. So extremely competitive person. Same time, I want to be be a great leader as well. I've got a chance to know Teddy Bridgewater over the past, just kind of lead 11 last year. Came out to San Diego for a couple days. I really enjoyed being around him. Me and him have a fun nature relationship. I think he's a heck of a player. I really enjoyed watching his games this year. And Blake, just a guy that I've got to know within the past few days, got to watch a couple of his games this year. I think he's an extremely extremely talented kid, and look forward to spending more time with him. Absolutely. I think there's times where plays aren't going to go as scripted as people draw them up on the whiteboard. And whenever that does happen and you go through your reads and you do certain things, there's going to be times where you need to take off and get outside the pocket and extend plays. But at the same time, I want to be a guy that can drop back and go through my progressions, go through my reads, and really take what's given to me from the defense. I'm not sure really what the biggest question mark is. I think but just being able to hone in on everything from pocket awareness to getting through progressions, keeping my eyes downfield, and being really accurate with the football are all things you need to do to be successful. I don't know if there was a certain moment. I felt like throughout the year that I progressed to the level. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get better and continue each year, each offseason, to improve my game and try to take it to another level. So throughout the season, when I sat down with the people around me who were closest in my life, whether it was Coach Sumlin or Coach Whitfield or Kingsbury or Coach Spav or the really close people in my life, we made the decision that it was right for me to move on. Yeah, Mike Evans, really one of the most physical, really one of the best receivers that I've seen play college football. I mean, the guy's 6'5 and can go up and get any ball you really throw his way. On top of that, he's an extremely hard worker and a guy that I would really, really do anything for. I think it's really important for me to go and meet some of these coaches that I'm really looking forward to meeting, seeing how their offense is, getting to show them what I've learned through the past 6 weeks of being in San Diego, and really see how much different things were, and really the main thing is them getting a chance to see me and get a chance to see who I am as a person and my characteristics of me.
New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, podium B.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can ask my teammates. You can go back and ask anybody. That when we needed to make a play, I think those guys would want the ball in my hands. And I mean, I think a good example is the Duke game. I mean, wasn't really looking as great as we wanted to in the first half, but between me, Mike, some of these seniors, we had to get the troops rallied and continuing to say, no matter how deep, how dark it looked on the scoreboard, keep plugging away, that the ball would eventually bounce our way. And sure enough, we kept fighting, and defense made some big plays at the end to pull out a victory. So I think the guys on my team know that I'll do anything and everything for them, so there's no time left on the clock, on or off the field, whatever it may be. It was a game that I felt like just a little off in all aspects, whether it was coming off a bye week, whatever it was. Really no excuses, but there was a fade route. I remember down the sideline, Mike Evans gets off great press coverage, and a ball that I hit Mike on 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, and just overthrew him about 3 yards. And it was something that was just a really uncharacteristic day, something that just kind of had a off day. They had a great scheme and played really well defensively, but felt like we still should have performed better on that stage. I think for those guys, being able to evade a first wave of pass rush, really extend the play just a little bit, be able to move the pocket and do some things like that, really opens the playbook up a little bit more. But at the same time, there's guys who are sitting back in the pocket and doing everything from there who are still some of the greatest in the game. So the young guys who are doing that are guys that I enjoy watching, and I really think they're really doing a good job for some of the mobile quarterbacks in college right now. No, sir, I don't believe those are true. I went after last spring. Coach Sumlin kind of came to me and said they have an in-house guy wanted me to just sit down and meet with him. I was more than willing to learn whatever I could from him and sit down and have meetings with him, and those continued throughout the next couple of years. Had a great relationship with him, and it was really nothing more than that. I feel like I play the game with a lot of heart and a lot of passion that really is unrivaled. I mean, it's the way that I was brought up, the way that I was taught from when I really started playing competitive football in high school. I mean, my coach Julius Scott at Kerrville Tivy, didn't matter who you were, what kind of player you were, he treated everybody the same, and really taught me no matter what it was, no matter what the situation was, fight till the very end and don't show any weakness, really. Yeah, being another Heisman Trophy winner, I got a chance to really reach out to him, I guess, after probably in the spring, this summer, sometime through there. Had probably a 2-hour conversation just getting to talk about everything, just about the people that he has around him.